Hi everyone, today we're reading from John 13, verses 31 through 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So I think it's important to see this passage in context again. And I just want to emphasize again that at the beginning of this chapter, Jesus is gathered with his disciples, and he's washed their feet. You know, as they refused to serve one another, Jesus here has served them. He even served Judas, who we learn in yesterday's passage, and also here it's mentioned at the beginning when he had gone out. That's Judas, and Judas had just left, but Jesus had a meal with him and had served him. And this is the context of what Jesus is saying. And so, in light of all this, Jesus says it's time now, and he's basically telling them they don't understand. But it's time now. I'm about to die. I'm about to go to the cross. And then he says in verse 34, 35, "A new commandment I give to you." It's a new one. And this commandment is really simply to love one another. Right? Just love one another. Now, is that new? Is that a new commandment? In some ways, you would say that's an old commandment. That's something we learned before. But it's a new in light of what Jesus just did for them. Jesus had just served them and washed their feet. In some ways, he's saying, "I'm giving you a new commandment. Just as I have loved you and served you, you should love one another." But it's also new, in a sense, in light of what Jesus was about to do for them and for all of us by going to the cross. As Jesus was about to love them, as Jesus has loved us by sacrificing his life for us, we also are to love one another and serve one another. And Jesus says in verse 35, "This is how people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This loving one another part, this is meant to be within the body, actually. Within the body first, within the church. We are to love one another. That's how people will know that we are from God and our love for one another. Our love from one another, for one another, should be a reflection of the love of Jesus. It's a sacrificial love for one another within the body. And when people see that, they'll see that, wow, there's something different, something special about these people. And in their hearts, in some way, they'll recognize that specialness can only be from God. This should be the love that we have for one another within the church. And I think it's safe to say that that's the kind of love that we should show to the world as well. Being willing to sacrifice and care for our neighbors and our friends, our family members, or even strangers. Being able to love as Jesus has loved us. That's a reflection of Jesus. That's a reflection of his love. And so as we reflect upon this, as we remember these words of Jesus, as we remember the cross, the love shown to us there, let's reflect that love to the world. Let's start within the body. Maybe it's our family group. Maybe it's other people in our church, but let's strive to love and serve one another and strive to love and serve one another that's sacrificial, not what's easy, but sacrificing to put the needs of others before our own. And let's also extend that love beyond as well to our neighbors, to our friends, our family members, people who don't know Jesus. Let's pray that they see Jesus in our love, in how we love. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you for the love that you've shown us. And I pray that we can display your love to the world. As we know your sacrificial love for us, may we in turn have that kind of sacrificial love for the world. And just bless one another within the church. And may people see this love we have for one another and just desire it and want more of that as we share that love with them as well. Use us, God, to be a city on a hill. Use us to be a display of your love. We thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.